Mom, please, I'm way too old to have a babysitter. You always treat me like I'm way younger than I am, just because I'm the baby of the family.
When my sisters were my age, they didn't need babysitters. They were babysitters. And why does it always have to be him? Why can't it be that one girl? She was always a pushover. And let me stay up late and watch whatever I wanted. He's strict and mean and doesn't let me have any fun at all. Fine, you and Dad go out and do parent stuff together then. Just torture me by leaving me alone with this guy. He's just going to make me do homework and boring stuff all night. Your little girl is going to grow up to be a nun, or a librarian nun, I guess. Yeah, whatever. I suppose I'll see you tomorrow because he'll have me in bed by like 9 o'clock. There they go. They're getting in the car and backing down the driveway. I'm making my pouty face at them. Not that it's ever worked in about 10 years. So, Mr. Babysitter, what's it going to be? Homework? Oh, wait. I did that in study hall today. And right after school. See? I have it all lined up neatly here. There's my chores, but I did the dishes already. And I vacuumed the carpet after I did my homework. I was supposed to clean my room, but you can trust me, I absolutely, positively did that. You aren't going to trust me, are you? Fine. Well, then let's go to my room and I'll show you. Here, take my hand. Mister doesn't believe I'm telling the truth. It's not that far away. See, we're already there. Just look at this room. It's about as clean as it could possibly get. It's been vacuumed and dusted, and everything has been picked up, and my bed has been made so very, very nicely. It's almost a shame we're going to mess it up by fucking on it. God, I started getting wet as soon as you rang the doorbell. We covered Pavlov in class today, and suddenly it all made sense. I raised my right hand then and there, because I finally had something to contribute other than just looking adorable. Of course, when she called on me, I realized I couldn't say anything about how the doorbell ringing lets me know my 19-year-old babysitter slash boyfriend is there and lots of really, really fun sex is going to happen. So I just asked if I could go to the bathroom instead. You really do have me conditioned, though. I just love hearing that doorbell ring. By the time I slouch into the room, pretending to be mad you're here, I'm almost ready to jump you right in front of my parents. I don't even bother to wear panties on these nights. They'll just get soaked and get in the way anyway. What won't get away is this dress, though. My mom buys me all of these girly dresses that make me look younger than I am. She likes to think I'm not even a teenager, but that's okay. Both you and I like to think that sometimes, too. It's not like I have a big chest or anything, but this dress makes me look non-existent. That's why we so often just leave my dresses on, don't we? Well, in honor of my learning about Pavlov today, I thought you could do me doggy style. You know, Pavlov and dogs. You're in college, you must know about that kind of thing. At the very least, I know you all know about doggy style. And all about me, because, well, you've been babysitting me since... ever since I lost my virginity. Now, even though I'm going to keep this cute little dress, We want you to get good and naked. You do that, and I'll just sit here on the edge of my bed, leaning on my hands a little bit with my kind of short but still cute legs crossed merely. I might as well enjoy the feel of them pressed together because they're going to be wide open for the rest of the night. It's a good thing you wear baggy clothes when you show up because Mom and Dad would never leave me alone with you if they saw how hard you get. Is it when I start talking dirty to you, maybe? Or before that, when I show up looking cute but bratty after my mom lets you in? Or maybe you're hard long before that because you can't stop thinking about screwing the cute teenage girl that two terribly responsible parents actually pay you to spend time with. Now, you do have a condom, right? You always have a condom, so hand it over and I'll take care of it. Thank you. I'll just open it up and... Hey, at least I'm trying. Who in their right mind makes a childproof condom? The nerve of some people. Ah, there we go. Oh no, it seems I poked my fingernail right through it. It's ruined. Whatever will we do? Oh, another condom? You don't understand how this is going to play out tonight, do you? Well, we're going to do it without one of these things for change. We're doing it raw. Bareback. We've wasted our time with these things for far too long. I want to feel you in me directly. Not through one of those things. Really? Hey, you've been fucking the underage girl you're supposed to be babysitting for months now, and you draw the line at unprotected sex with her? It's a little too late to be concerned about bad choices, because, let's face it, you've made a bunch to get this far. The only way we're going to have sex tonight is if we don't use birth control. Sure, I could get pregnant, but doesn't that kind of excite you? I mean, it's awesome enough that we're risking getting caught, you going to jail, but just thinking about that is half the fun. The chance of you getting me pregnant. That just raises it to a whole new level. And let's face it, as tight and as wet as my pussy is, haven't you always wanted to feel like what it's like without something in the way? So, we could not have sex if you want, in which case I guess I could find some more homework to do and the night plays out like a normal babysitter thing, or we can do it my way, and you'll find that it's very easy to get this little girl to go to bed, even if it's way before 9 o'clock. That's what I love about this situation. My parents think that a boy your age could be more mature than a girl my age, but I've got you wrapped around my little finger. As soon, you'll have my pussy wrapped around that big, hard cock. I'll get onto my hands and knees on my bed just like a dog. And maybe you can pretend this cute little choker I'm wearing is a collar? Or if that doesn't interest you, you could always just pretend I'm a sexually precocious teenage girl and you're my babysitter. I like that one, except we don't have to pretend, because, oh yeah, that's exactly what this is. And we're about to finally have unprotected sex because you desperately want to fill my pussy with cum instead of some stupid condom. Just get onto bed with me, We both know you're going to give in long before I ever would. You can't resist me at all, can you? You poor, poor boy. You never had a chance from the very first day you walked in that door. Lolita isn't just a great book. It's an instruction manual. See? We both knew you would let me have my way. The only question was how long it would take, with the answer being, not very long. Unlike the answer to the other questions, like, how big is your cock? And how much time are we going to spend having sex before my parents get home? Now, get up nice and close behind me, just like that. I'm in danger of leaking juices all over my pretty pink bedspread if someone doesn't stuff my pussy right now. You've got just the perfect thing to do it right there. Although, usually that's good for making me even wetter and getting my sheets extra messy. Then you wash away the mess we made fucking, and my parents end up paying you extra for doing the laundry. Except they're really giving you more money for doing their daughter. And speaking of laundry, lift up the hem of my dress so you can see my cute little bottom and cuter little pussy. I shave it just for you to keep that image that I'm younger than I am. My first feel of your naked cock against my just-as-naked pussy. It feels like 10 times better without the condom on, and that's just with it pressing against my hungry little pussy. I can't wait to feel what it feels like when you're inside me and there's nothing coming between us until we come together. Oh, I love this part. You know, the part where you push it against me and I wonder for a bit each time whether it's actually going to work. How could something as big and hard as that go something as little and soft as my pussy? But then you keep pushing and I either help pull you against me or push back against you like I'm doing now. Head of your cock slips into my little hole. Oh, and I know it's going to work. Oh, because then you can keep going and slide it all the way into me. Oh yes. Oh yeah. Oh, I feel so much better without the condom. Oh, it's like we're fucking for the first time. Aren't you so glad I talked you into this? And so many other things that I talked you into me. Well, just stand there. Well, kneel there, I guess. Fuck me. I'm not the nervous virgin I was months ago. I've grown so used to my babysitter's cock. Move it in and out of me, because I'm so much wetter than the first time. Go ahead, grab onto my waist. It's okay if you leave a mark. It'd be hard not to. What with how tender my poor little flesh is. Ah, just hold onto me tight so you don't knock my poor little body right off this bed by fucking me too hard. Oh, fuck. It's so different when your flesh against mine. Your cock directly in my pussy. This is the way it was meant to be. Can't you feel that? I know I can feel how good your cock feels inside me, like never before. Don't I feel extra special to you? Oh, but it's really special, 'cause there's that chance you could make me pregnant. How could you imagine a girl as small and as young as me with a baby growing inside of me? Oh, and what would people think about me? And what would they think about the man bad enough to do that to me? Just thinking about makes this even hotter. Oh, but I wouldn't tell. Maybe my parents wouldn't figure it out. They'd probably just pay you extra money to watch two children after I've had our baby. Except I'm not a child. Maybe legally. Maybe I act like so much of it because of being the baby of the family. But when you're fucking me, I definitely fuck above my grade level. I'm practically a prodigy. You're getting close, aren't you? I've gotten to know you so well. You're getting ready to come. Except instead of being on my face, or my naked body, or wasting it inside of a condom, you're gonna do it inside me for the first time. Oh, and you know it's a terrible idea, but you have no willpower where I'm concerned, do you? Oh, you have to give me everything I want, whether it's your cock or your baby. Now, get ready. Get ready. Hold on to me tight. I want you to bury your cock inside me as deeply as you can when you come, so it can fill up my tiny little womb in hopes that it will start to become bigger and bigger soon. Go ahead, get the last few thrusts as your fingers grip my young flesh. We both get closer and closer. I'm coming. Come in me now, please. Come in your underage lover for the first time and impregnate me, please. You know you mustn't. Oh, which is why you want it so bad. I do too. I'm coming. Wow, that was so much cum. Oh, your cock is still twitching. Still shooting more into me, even now. Even as you slowly pull it out. Oh, and I'm still having little aftershocks, too. It's hard not to with the feel of your hot cum in my pussy for the first time ever. Then I pull my dress back down and sit down on my bed, and I'm back to being the innocent little girl my mommy and daddy think I am. Just look at this angelic face. You'd never guess how many times it's been covered with your cum, or how we'd have to shower together just to get it out of my hair. But tonight, all your cum is going inside of me. I won't waste a single drop. When my parents check on me tonight, when they get home, they'll see me sleeping like a baby. They won't even suspect that I might be growing a baby inside me. I wonder how long it will take them to notice their little girl's stomach is getting bigger. Or how much longer after that to dare to think that she might be pregnant? It's a scary, sexy thought. Let's fuck some more and get the sheets good and dirty. Then we can do the laundry and You can do me while I sit on the dryer. I think that would be so much fun. And the best part of all of this is my parents pay to spend hours with me every week.